Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
As nationally recognized Marconi awarded radio show, this is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Steve and Ted in the morning now. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 58 degrees at 8:30. Tracking the pandemic locally, Sedgwick County health officials say the county now has 64 confirmed cases and 8 local patients have recovered from COVID-19. One death is reported in Sedgwick County, 12 deaths across the state of Kansas. Now, the number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Kansas has risen to at least 501 in 41 counties, according to reports from local and state health officials. And the state health department reports more than 5,400 people have tested negative. That's negative for the virus.
Wichita City Council members have issued a temporary ban on city playgrounds and public restrooms.
The city says it's another way to keep the community safe. City Council member Brandon Johnson says people can still be active at the parks.
You can still run around and jog and dance and things like that. It's just for the time being, we're asking everyone to stay off of our equipment.
Johnson says the city made this decision to help prevent the spread of COVID-19. Signs will be placed around the parks to remind people the park equipment is closed. Park and rec leaders say this ban will last 20 to 30 days, but hope people continue to be active. They would also like to remind the public to wash their hands after visiting the public parks. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
President Trump at the daily White House Coronavirus Task Force briefing praised those who are helping to treat COVID-19 patients.
They walk in men, women, young, middle-aged, not so many older ones. And I watch them. They're almost like, and I think I take the word almost out, they're like warriors. They're going in. People are cheering. Where there's a building across the street, the people are screaming. They're clapping. They're like heroes.
White House officials are projecting between 100,000 and 240,000 deaths in the U.S., with coronavirus fatalities peaking over the next 2 weeks.
The COVID-19 outbreak is affecting healthcare providers all across Kansas, including in the state capital.
The outbreak is putting a financial strain on healthcare providers, which are facing an increase in the cost for supplies and a sharp drop in the number of patients seeking routine and non-emergency care. Topeka-based Stormont Vail CEO Robert Kennegy said that cuts in wages are necessary so all staff can continue getting paid. Staff working face-to-face with patients in acute care and emergency settings are exempt from pay cuts. Others will see reductions ranging from 10 to 50%. When sacrifice is required, we have vowed to share it equitably, said Kennegy, who is taking a 35% cut.
Kansas Information Network's Danielle Norwood reporting.
A Western Kansas man is jailed after he allegedly coughed on an 11-year-old girl and told her he was going to give her the coronavirus. Scott County Police say 31-year-old Chance Archie Siemens of Scott City is being held in the county jail on possible charges of terrorism and criminal threat. Chief David Post says police were called to a Dollar General store in Scott City Tuesday night after a man allegedly told the girl he was going to give her the virus and then coughed in her face.
At least 93 among 5,000 sailors have tested positive for COVID-19 on board the USS Teddy Roosevelt. Fox's Trace Gallagher reports.
1,000 sailors who were on board the USS Roosevelt aircraft carrier are now ashore in Guam. An additional 1,700 sailors will join them in the coming days. The ship's captain, Brett Crozier, wrote a blunt letter to Navy Brass, which was leaked to the San Francisco Chronicle, asking that most of the ship's 5,000-member crew be taken off the carrier. Acting Navy Secretary Thomas Modley says The ship needs a crew.
It has munitions on it, it has expensive aircraft, and it has a nuclear power plant.
There was speculation that Captain Crozier would face punishment for sending the letter, but the Navy says he was doing what he was supposed to be doing, though the captain could be punished if he's the one who actually leaked the letter.
The Navy says it's working with officials on Guam to find hotel rooms to house sailors from the ship.
Now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Yesterday, we hit 73 for the high in Wichita. We'll be close to that again today, but we have much colder air coming in behind a strong front by tonight and tomorrow, and that will bring our temperature down quite a bit. A few scattered showers or a thunderstorm this morning. It's going to be breezy and near 70 for the high this afternoon. Rain tonight, our low 34, then drizzle early Friday with a high in the upper 40s. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
And now partly cloudy, that breezes from the south gusting up to 30 miles per hour and 58 degrees. 8:36, Steve and Ted in the morning. Time for entertainment news. The Blur with Ted Woodward. Ted?
And we have news of the death of another jazz great.
A New Orleans jazz legend dies. Ellis Marcellus Jr. was the patriarch of a musical family including internationally known artists Wynton and Branford Marcellus. Another of his six sons, Ellis III, says his 85-year-old father died yesterday battling pneumonia brought on by the coronavirus. The pianist was all about jazz. Marcellus loved playing it and teaching it. Among his many students are Harry Connick Jr. and Terrence Blanchard. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
Let's find out what's going on in the world of the small screen.
I'm Michelle Polino. Netflix already has a hit in Tiger King, a docuseries about a number of characters that run zoos and animal sanctuaries that turn out to be involved in murder, mayhem, and a bit of madness. If you haven't seen the series, it's definitely worth your stay-at-home TV time. The other on the streamer is Uncorked. It revolves around a young man who upsets his dad when he pursues his dream of becoming a master sommelier instead of joining the family barbecue business. The series has heart and soul and lots of wine and ribs. Showtime announced season 2 of Black Monday and season 5 of Billions will stop midway through because of the coronavirus pandemic shutdowns. Black Monday will air through April 12th, at which point it'll go on hiatus, likewise for Billions. And Mike Rowe will host Before the Catch, a special virtual talk show where he'll speak with all the captains of Deadliest Catch to commemorate the Discovery series return April 14th. That's Fox 2 on Fox News.
Family-friendly music for folks stuck at home.
Spotify rolling out its standalone kids app in the U.S., allowing parents to reclaim their own Spotify libraries and entertain restless children in self-isolation. The platform for those 3 and up gives access to thousands of educational songs, content from Disney, and bedtime stories. Parents can play the kids' tunes without changing up their own playlists, and they can customize the app by age. Reps say Spotify Kids is compliant with the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act, and it's ad-free. The rollout seemingly a way to boost sign-ups for Spotify's premium family plan. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Talking about watching movies together, my daughter the other night said, "You know, Dad, looking for good movies, Netflix really sucks."
Wow.
That's kind of been my impression, too, but...
That's the only thing I rely on.
Yeah, they've got
but
some good
I watch old movies. I don't watch new stuff.
Yeah, documentaries, things like that, too. Yeah.
New children's series, Dolly Parton.
Country music superstar Dolly Parton steps up to the plate during the coronavirus pandemic with two major gifts. The first, Parton's Good Night with Dolly, where the singer-songwriter helps get your kids ready for bed.
I'm going to be reading some stories from the Imagination Library.
Wearing pajamas and holding a book and reading glasses, Parton, through her book gifting program for children, will focus on comforting and reassuring children during the shelter-in-place mandate. It starts at 7 on YouTube and runs for 10 weeks. Parton also announced that she's donating $1 million to help find a cure for coronavirus and is encouraging her fans to donate if they can. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
All right, we have a big movie anniversary today. It came out in Wichita movie theaters 50 years ago on this day. Patton. Epic biographical war film about U.S. General George S. Patton during World War II.
I loved it.
Starring George Scott. We've also got Carl Malden as well. Won 7 Oscars, including Best Picture, Best Director, Best Original Screenplay. Francis Ford Coppola was worked on that screenplay.
Oh, he did? Okay.
Of course, George C. Scott won Best Actor and did not accept the Oscar. So, who turned down the role of Patton? Rod Steiger turned down the role and later admitted it was the worst decision of his career.
Wow.
Yeah. Here's some of that great opening speech delivered by Patton in the movie.
Men, all this stuff you've heard about America not wanting to fight, wanting to stay out of the war, is a lot of horse dung. Americans traditionally love to fight. All real Americans love the sting of battle. When you were kids, you all admired the champion marble shooter, the fastest runner, big league ball players, the toughest boxers. Americans love a winner and will not tolerate a loser. Americans play to win all the time. I wouldn't give a hoot in hell for a man who lost and laughed.
Of course, Patton was an Olympian.
Yep.
He competed in the Olympics. Yeah.
Most of that speech was word for word from his speech to the Third Army.
Yeah.
They did have to tone it down a little bit.
Probably
because
did.
Of language, so they wouldn't get an R rating.
He liked it.
But,
He could swear.
And George C. Scott did not accept the Oscar for that. Yeah, he claimed he had a dislike for the voting process and the concept of actors competing against each other. He was the first actor to ever turn down an Oscar.
Huh. Okay.
There you go. And we do have a huge birthday anniversary today. Jack Webb was born 100 years ago on this day in Santa Monica, California. American actor, television producer, director, screenwriter.
I know where this
most famous for his role as Sergeant Joe Friday in Dragnet. His dad left before he was even born. Never knew his dad. Raised in the Catholic faith. He started in radio, ABC's KGO Radio. And then he got his own show, The Jack Webb Show, on radio. It was a half-hour comedy.
San Francisco.
Of course, let's go back to 1968 when Jack Webb made his appearance on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson.
My name's Friday. I'm a cop. I was working the day watch on a robbery when I got a call from the Acme School Bell Company. There'd been a robbery.
There's been a robbery.
Yes, sir. What was it?
How's that?
What was stolen, sir?
I run a school bell company. Never had any trouble before. Can't understand it. Just make bells. Never had any trouble.
Sir? What was stolen?
My clappers.
Your clappers?
Yeah, you know those things inside a bell that makes them clang?
The clangers.
That's right, we call them clappers in the business.
A clapper caper.
What's that?
Nothing, sir. Now, can I have the facts? What kind of clappers were stolen on this caper?
They were copper clappers.
And where were they kept?
In the closet.
Uh-huh. You have any ideas who might have taken the copper clappers from the closet?
Well, just one. I fired a man. He swore he'd get even.
What was his name?
Claude Cooper.
You think
That's right. I think Claude Cooper copped my copper clappers. Kept in the closet.
You know where this Claude Cooper is from?
Yeah. Cleveland. That figures.
That figures.
What makes it worse? They were clean.
Clean copper clappers.
That's right.
Why do you think Cleveland's Claude Cooper would cop your clean copper clappers kept in your closet?
Only one reason.
What's that?
He's a kleptomaniac.
Who first discovered the copper clappers were copped?
My cleaning woman, Clara Clifford.
That figures. Now let me see if I got the facts straight here. Cleaning woman Clara Clifford discovered your clean copper clappers kept in a closet were copped by Claude Cooper, the kleptomaniac from Cleveland. Now, is that about it?
One other thing.
What's that?
If I ever catch kleptomaniac Claude Cooper from Cleveland who copped my clean copper clappers from kept in the closet...
Yes?
I'll clobber him.
That's priceless.
One of the great bits from The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson and Jack Webb back in 1968.
Wow.
Jack Webb, who was born 100 years ago on this day. One more note. Jack Webb was approached to play the role of Dean Wormer in National Lampoon's Animal House, and he turned it down.
Mm.
saying, quote, the movie didn't make any damn sense.
Well, there you go.
So, one of my all-time favorites, Jack Webb. Hey, Entertainment News in the Blur is brought to you by Napoleon Appliance Repair. If your appliance needs help, you call Terry and make an appointment, 409-1525, Napoleon Appliance Repair.
Hey, coming up, we've got some Wichita Business Journal news for a pay adjustment for executives at Spirit. That's on the way. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.